From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel Friday to offer U.S. support in Belgium's investigation and future counterterrorism efforts, and to deliver condolences and express solidarity, this after Tuesday's terror attacks. In a news conference following the meeting, Kerry aimed some comments directly towards those involved in the attacks.
We, all of us, representing countless nationalities, have a message for those who inspired or carried out the attacks here, or in Paris, or in Ankara, in Tunis, San Bernardino, or elsewhere. We will not be intimidated. We will not be deterred. And we will come back with greater resolve, with greater strength, and we will not rest until we have eliminated your nihilistic beliefs and cowardice from the face of this earth.
Also Friday, a U.S. official said two Americans were among those who died in Tuesday's terror attacks. The official did not give details on their identities or circumstances of deaths. U.S.-based NBC News reported that officials are still working to notify the families. An army general in the Republic of Congo is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. This following a referendum last October that removed age and term limits that would have prevented the 72-year-old Sassou Nguesso from seeking re-election. This is VOA News.